This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thing. Get out while you can. If you don't, hunker down, find space in your house, and just let's ride this thing out. We're going to get through this together.
That's the mayor of Tampa. That would be Bob Buckhorn, because Tampa is now becoming ground zero, and some eerie things are happening there. Five dead, 3.5 million without power so far with Irma nearing. Very, very vulnerable. Tampa Bay, which already has seen the bay and parts be drained with that eerie storm surge just waiting to come back. The before and after, I'm sure, will be absolutely shocking. In Miami, there were a few roofs that were ripped off. Downtown Miami, massive flooding. It was pretty nasty stuff. The Florida Keys underwater, a crane collapsing in Miami because of Hurricane Irma, and just terrible, terrible, awful winds and people suffering that anxiety of not knowing what's going to happen next. Hi, everybody. What a way to start the show. But Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're always at the crossroads of what's going on around this fabulous country, and this is what people are talking about. This is the buzz in your backyard and mine. Power outages, Florida Power Company, sorry to really break the bad news, but to tell people that it could be weeks before they can get this power really going after Irma, and that makes sense because of all the areas that will be affected and already have been affected. As of this moment, over 3 million people were without power. As the storm's 100-plus mile-an-hour winds toppled power lines and just sheared trees and, you know, everything and anything you can imagine that would happen in those kind of conditions. So Florida Power and Light is saying it could take maybe 3 weeks, maybe a little more than 3 weeks to get to some of these areas and really get that power restored. On the east coast of the state, which avoided a direct hit from the eye of the storm, it's probably about a week or so, probably a little bit less. The restoration is pretty complex. It's going to take all these people getting out, all these people that are out, getting all these people out of these harmful situations, too. And boy, oh boy, just terrible. In the Sunshine State, a sheriff's deputy is among those confirmed dead. How sad is that? But at least one of the first deaths is what they're saying. Julie Bridges, a 13-member of the Hardy County Force in Hardy County, Florida, died in a two-car accident while driving home Sunday following a night shift. The Florida Department of Corrections Sergeant Joseph Osman also died in the crash. This was just released a short while ago from the Florida Attorney General and the Florida Highway Patrol, of course, coming up on the car. And then another fatality included a person found dead in a home on Shark Key, which includes the Florida Keys. There were a couple of deaths there, too. Millions of Floridians, as you heard Bob Buckhorn say, get out, evacuate. They didn't, so then it's hunkering down. Have the orders to evacuate. Many desperately seeking shelter from the storm. In Naples, it was so crowded in the shelters that people were being turned away and had to find another shelter. And then, of course, they have to find shelters in some cases when they have pets that will accept dogs. And I'll tell you, Irma made its second landfall on Marco Island along the southwest Florida coast with 115 mile an hour winds, battering the Florida Keys earlier in the day. So you get the idea. It's like a bouncing ball, a sad, wicked ping pong ball that goes out and comes in, goes out and comes in. And the Florida Keys were really hit hard. 120-mile-an-hour winds. Awful. And they're talking about, in the Florida Keys, the people who evacuated should not come back until they get the notice to come back. Can you imagine? So they're just telling them, you know, it's bad enough that we can't, here, we can't tell you, yeah, come on back. So it's a waiting game for some. It's a crusher for others. It's a sad, sad state of affairs, obviously, for a state that gets hurricane amnesia, as Buckhorn himself talked about. Easy to get amnesia because you keep hearing about it, nothing happens, and then suddenly it does. Well, if you get storm surges 10 to 15 feet above sea level in the Naples area, your house is gone, and hopefully you're not in that house, because I don't see how you survive that. So some people did exactly what you heard, hunkered down. Other people evacuated well ahead of time. And it's just a question of, for some, wind gusts over 50 miles an hour. What's the predicted path of the storm? Tampa is a low-lying area, is naturally low-lying on the Gulf Coast. They're trying to take precautions, and you can only take so many precautions. Once it hits, then, you know, that's when it's time to roll. I think one of the most poignant pictures I saw all day long, and someone sent it to me, was an American flag that it was really soaring off kind of sideways as Irma was passing through, and it was just a sideways flag, what the flag was going to go, and it pretty much sums up everything. The palm trees around it were bent back in half, so it was nasty. Over 116 people in 530 shelters across Florida to ride out this thing. 30,000 of them in Miami-Dade alone. So brace for the storm surge if you are listening to my voice and you're in some of the areas that I mentioned, particularly Tampa, is particularly vulnerable to Irma. Ugh. Looking at the satellite images, it gives you pause, like you just heard me take the pause there, because of the unknowns and also because of the people that have already been affected by it and who are trying to kind of grapple with, when do I come back? I mean, let me ask you this. You're in this situation of, hurry up and wait. It might happen. It might not happen. We've seen this before. Don't you get a little amnesia, too? Don't you get a little fatigued and don't want to play the waiting game? It makes sense to me. Seeing the manatees wash up on the shore and what some good Samaritans did, I'm talking about that next. And filling in the blanks on some other disasters that have been spawned as a result of Hurricane Irma. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Walks further down the street with the big blue weight all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the dark ways, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
So that's kind of what it sounds like in some of the areas where this rain has hit. They say it's like a nasty kind of rain at times, then goes away, then comes back on and off again. Somebody sent me, a couple of people sent me this, including someone in my family sent me this. If you go to the University of Tampa, they've got a live webcam that's up. And you can see what's going on with the weather if you look at the live webcam. You just check it out, and it's on. It's through YouTube, and I saw some pretty wicked wind there. Just some light rain right now. Supposed to get roar back in there in the next hour or so, but they're bracing for that storm surge. That's really the key thing that I keep talking about, because that's really at the heart of all this. It's certainly not the only thing that happened. We saw Miami flooded. We've seen down lines. We've seen people stranded. You know, absolutely. But the core of Irma nearing Tampa as the Cat 2 hurricane, you know, you talk about this area south of Lakeland, and the update was pretty much, and this did happen, it hit at a 100-mile-an-hour winds. Again, about 25 miles south of Lakeland is what they had happen just a short while ago. And the fact that you had the water sucked out of the bay and then you're waiting for the surge back is really the scary, scary part of this. And no way to know until it actually happens. I mean, listen, the mayors, the police chiefs, any of the emergency crew, any of that, they can only do so much. And first responders cannot respond to something right now at this point where you're talking about responding when there's nothing to respond to. You just know it's going to have an impact. And looking at some of the photos, I think some of the best stuff I've seen, even in conversations, is the photos that show the impact from far away. In other words, the before and after photos, some of them that have been captured from space, are freaky and eerie and show the devastation of places that have already been hit pretty hard. Some of the areas in the Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, a place where I actually broadcast from, and the photos that were posted by NASA, incredible to show what it looked like before and what it looks like now. And the churn that has happened in Florida and the, again, just the flooding and the massive amount of floodwaters, the floodwaters on the rise in Naples, where people were hit, of course, in Naples. And the impacts, just some of the impact is just starting, some of the really brutal impact is just starting to play out. Brickell, if you've ever been to Miami, you know exactly where I'm talking about the wall of water in Miami where you would just be driving through that main thoroughfare and you would see it, and it's underwater, just floodwaters rushing through that neighborhood as if somebody had opened a dam and let it in, and it flew in against the doors of a mall and shops and you name it. And it's pretty nasty. As someone who spent some time in that area, it was eerie for me to look at that and see what, you know, see what it turned into, to see what the hurricane has done to it. I've gotten a ton of emails, and I've said this in our last hour, from people who were affected or have been affected by Irma as it has pounded, you know, near them. And like I said, it's weird to see the kind of the before and the after of Hurricane Irma if you want to know what the effects are. And here's a place I spent a lot of time in. You look at Brickell and you look at what it looks like underwater, basically the water just washing over, the wall of water just coming down. And this is the scary part about the floodwaters rushing through with the storm surges. And one of the biggest concerns, I think, of this storm, without a doubt, is where is that going to be with Irma pounding the West Coast, and what South Florida is going to look like. The storm surge, the greatest threat. And Floridians, a lot of Floridians deciding they weren't going to leave while so many did. Others deciding it wasn't worth it to pick up and it wasn't worth it for them to pick up and go. And so it sort of isn't the, I don't think it's the blame game. I think it's a matter of just supporting the people who stayed and hoping, as you look at the tracking maps and look at the live views that have been set up in some places, that the worst that we're fearing doesn't really end up being that 15 feet of water. And it's supposed to be a little bit less. If the supposed to's hold up, then that would mean what would happen is instead you would get a surge of maybe up to 8 feet. What's interesting is in tracking the storm now and the way it looks, is, and I just got an update on this, is going through, of course, Tampa as a 2, then up toward Tallahassee, and then on toward Montgomery, sort of in that area, Alabama, and then starting to dissipate more after that, starting to be just more like a tropical storm and to lessen. And when you look at what's moderate and what's severe, and boy, earlier in the day, it was so scary as to what was really, really severe. If I'm looking at the map now and I'm looking at a live map, somebody sent me the link to the live map. I think you can find them pretty easy, though. The severe area where it's got the severe are on dots near right there in Tampa, on Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay is definitely not in the clear by any stretch of the imagination. And if it's not severe, it's definitely serious. So just a few dots on a map that show that. And now lighter, of course, as it gets out of and has cleared out of Miami and out of the West Coast and move further up through the rest, as it starts to move further up through the rest of Florida. Boy, waiting a whole week. Imagine anticipating, and that's what some of the emails that I got from many of you said, anticipating this horrific storm for over a week and thinking on the West Coast you had dodged the worst of it, that you were probably just going to get some horrific winds, but that you would be able to survive it. It wouldn't be, it wouldn't be what we saw in some of the areas in the Caribbean, if you're on the west, and then realizing, oh, it made that turn, and now it's going to hit. Now it's going to hit Fort Myers. Now it's going to hit some of these areas that we weren't, expecting to get anything like this. And I'll tell you, Whitecaps on Brickell was the scariest thing ever, and really kind of brought it home for me that, this is what happens. This is what we're talking about. And you saw, I saw some video of that earlier in the day. And this is Miami again, where people were walking in the middle of it. And I thought, wow, they have to be insane. What are they thinking? Oh, just terrible. In Sarasota, 16,000 people in shelters in Sarasota. They've got paramedics on hand in case of emergencies. Too dangerous for first responders to be on the road. So in saying that it's too dangerous, they won't, until everything clears, they won't be allowed into certain areas. Throughout the night, the good news is, if you, as you're surviving this and you're listening to my voice, because I know a lot of people in Sarasota, for example, are, as you survive it and the wind gets less and less and less, you know it's starting to go away, and then it's just really more still about the water rushing back in. Coming up next, we'll take a break from the weather and give you our nightly dose of Forbes Books at Bedtime. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, we're very excited to be joined by Ruth Hedges. Think of Global Crowdfunding Convention in Vegas. I love Vegas. I used to live there, and this is the perfect place for it, right? At the end of October, actually 2 days in October, October 23rd and 24th. And big news as far as Global Crowdfunding Convention is concerned, because they've hooked up with Microsoft, but we'll get to that in a second. First, we need to start from the very beginning. Ruth, thanks so much for popping on with us here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is really exciting stuff.
So tell us, for people who don't know, let's talk about crowdfunding.
Sure.
The beginnings of it, everything.
So actually, the Statue of Liberty was crowdfunded. They did not have.
Is that true?
Yes, it's absolutely true. They did not have any place to put it, so they had to crowdfund at, like,
We got the statue. What should we do with
really,
it?
Really, they didn't have. And it was going to cost $125,000 of a concrete and whatever else they built to put this on. And so they put an ad in the newspaper, and people gave pennies and nickels and dimes till they came up with $125,000. And that was a lot of, that's millions of dollars in today's dollars.
Right, right.
But that was some of the first crowdfunding.
So the early days of crowdfunding, now we leap forward to now, and that's like a buzzword. You like have your own vocabulary when it comes to crowdfunding.
We do.
How big, let's talk about the impetus for it. How did this all start?
So when the internet came into play, we had a way to communicate with a large group of people about causes and about innovation and things that before we would have to meet face to face to do. So the technology really helped push crowdfunding. But then there were some people who created the platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe were the three big ones that came out initially. And then there was actually one of the platforms that most people don't know about. It's called ArtistShare. And it was in before Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And it was for musicians. And in 2003, they launched ArtistShare to help musicians fund their music because the
2003?
2003.
So 10 years before the Kickstarter.
Well, Kickstarter is about 2008, so it was really 5 years, let's say.
I am going to interrupt you to tell one on myself. I was at a startup event in New York and met the founders of Kickstarter. They were pitching.
Right.
And I walked away and I thought, that's the stupidest
thing. Oh, my God,
ever.
You did not, really.
I did not say, can I invest? It was very early on. I mean, they were just working on the vocabulary. But before you knew what it was such an insane idea that it really didn't make sense until it made sense.
Until it made sense. Yeah. And then it's on ArtistShare, they've had 29 artists, musicians, nominated for a Grammy, and 10 of them won Grammy Awards.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Do you realize this music would have never existed without crowdfunding? And they are Grammy-quality music. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
You would have had to go to their house and know to knock on their garage door.
Exactly. Yeah.
Crazy. That's fantastic.
In monetary terms, I mean, the money has to be off the charts. I always say it's what's your wow. Where are we as far as that's concerned, Ruth?
So when I first did my first convention in 2012, we're doing our sixth global crowdfunding convention this year. The entire industry in the whole world was $1.7 billion. Last year was $65 billion. It was more than venture capital funding. More than venture capital funding.
Well, and there's another piece to this that I think is important. Of that, say the number again, how many billions?
65.
65 billion. What percentage is the thing people think of when they think of crowdsourcing, which is Kickstarter?
Well, it's not crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is a different thing.
Okay.
This is crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding,
right.
I mean. But I think when people hear a number like that and this conversation, they think Kickstarter. So I think one of the things we need to do is explain the difference, just for starters.
Right, sure. So there are three kinds of crowdfunding. There is what is called donation or cause-related crowdfunding. Everybody knows GoFundMe.
Yes.
Katrina, the Boston bombing, medical causes, $750 million on GoFundMe alone is for medical causes. Then you have people that are just, college tuition. People crowdfund tuition all the time. They crowdfund anything you can possibly think of. That's donation or cause-related crowdfunding. The second kind is called reward crowdfunding. There are several thousand platforms in every language, in every country in the world today where you can crowdfund. It's not just Kickstarter and Indiegogo anymore. There are huge platforms now in China, in Italy, in France, you name it. There's crowdfunding everywhere in the world today. And that's mostly based on reward crowdfunding, where you have a prototype for an idea, a product, and you don't have the money for the inventory. So you go to the crowd and you say, hey, look, if you help me with some upfront money, I will give you one of these right off, when we get it manufactured, for below the manufactured suggested retail price.
Maybe it's signed by Sting, or there's a party.
Right.
Or, I mean, it's a reward.
It's a reward. Yeah. But in many cases, it's the thing that is the reward.
Right.
It's not
that's
the
right.
baseball cap and the T-shirt that's really
that's
compelling
right.
people.
It's
that thing. Yes. I want the drone.
The coolest cooler where the guy wanted
cooler.
To make
$100,000
and got $10 million in funding.
Yeah.
Wow, so you have to have a favorite story. I know that's hard, but what's your favorite story to come out of now going into your sixth year of somebody getting funding?
Well, there's so many of them because I'm obviously immersed in this.
Yeah.
It's like I have a computer chip of stuff. there is a couple of them. One is in January just this year, a board game called Monster 1.5 crowdfunded $1 million in 19 minutes.
Whoa.
And then went on to crowdfund $5 million in the first 48 hours.
Holy smokes.
There's
who's the creator?
it's a game company.
Okay.
I don't have
so
the name.
So it's somebody with a background.
Yes,
in
it's
gaming.
A game, okay. And it's a board game with creatures.
Okay. So it's
monsters,
not even it's not gaming.
No, it's not gaming.
Digital.
It's an actual board, like a Monopoly kind of board game. And then there's Flowhive, which was this one blew my mind. They were trying to raise $150,000 for a box that taps into a tree, and or into a beehive or something, and you get honey. And they raised $12 million. They were trying to raise $150,000.
Wow.
They raised $12 million in 30 days.
So what do you attribute that to? Stop for a second. What do you attribute that to? They knew how to tell their story. People were excited about it. It has to be part about the pitch has to be good.
So this is why I put the convention on every year, and this is why I also have a software that helps people understand. You cannot set it and forget it. You cannot build it and they will come. It is a real serious process. It's like applying for a grant, right? If you apply for a grant, you have to fill out a lot of forms and you have to go through a process. Even if you want to go after venture capital funding, how many people go on a roadshow, travel the country? That's a process. They have to get prepared. They have to have a business plan and they have to do all these things. Crowdfunding has a list of things too. And if you don't do them, you will not raise a dime.
Yes.
And even though I can sit here and name hundreds of campaigns that have been extremely successful, I can list thousands of campaigns that have failed miserably.
And maybe somebody gets lucky once in a while because they don't do what you prescribe.
Exactly.
If you want to do it in a smart, strategic way, you've got
to
go
through the process. Right. You have to have a killer video, and you have to have great social footprint. People have to be able to Google
you. Social media is everything.
And know that you are a thought leader in whatever it is you're doing. Write some blog articles. Get some press. For example, I have been in Forbes 7 times. I've been either interviewed or quoted on crowdfunding in your magazine for, a long time. And that matters,
Right.
One of the things I want to go back to, so say the name of the honey product again.
Flowhive.
Flowhive. Mm-hmm. They wanted to raise $150,000. They raised $12 million. I want to make sure everyone listening understands that when they raised that $12 million, if they had gone to VCs, they would have given up 30, 50, 70% of their company. This $12 million, they sold product and still own 100% of the company. They didn't sell the company. They sold the product. And that is, I think, one of the most transformational things about this form of funding.
It is. But let me just say, as one of the pioneers of the securities-based crowdfunding, which is now legal to be able to raise money, giving people equity in a company, there was a company called Oculus Rift.
Of course.
You remember Oculus? Okay, so they raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter, and then they were bought up for $1 billion.
Right.
And the people, there were 900 people who gave them 9,000 people who gave them $300 so they could have a pair of the 3D glasses when they manufactured them. Those people would have gotten a $40,000 return on that $300 investment.
All right. Well, I take back what I said about the... I get it.
A year and a half later...
Had they invested...
Had that $300...
And the company would have got their funding.
And the company would have still gotten the funding.
Yes.
And they could have bought themselves a whole lot of glasses for $40,000.
So this really addresses, in part, the qualified investor problem. I mean,
everyone in this room is a angel investor. They just don't know it.
Yes.
You don't have to be accredited investor anymore.
Accredited investor.
You don't have to have a net worth of $1 million or an income of $200,000 for 2 years in a row to be considered an investor in a startup business plan. Before these laws were passed, there was only 8.7 million people in the entire country that were eligible to invest. Meanwhile, you have 240 million other people who have a lot of discretionary money because we spent $1 trillion on Christmas this year. We hit $1 trillion the first time.
It also meant, and this is what made me crazy about the qualified, is it the term qualified investor?
Yeah.
What made me crazy about it is if your next door neighbor created the new Facebook
right,
and you believed in it and you wanted to invest... before crowdsourced equity came along, if you didn't have enough wealth, the government said, nope,
no.
You can't invest. Sorry, you may have picked the best. You could not take any of your money and put it in because the law forbade it. And that, to me, was tragic.
It was tragic because we are sitting on the wealthiest country in the world with so much I live in Las Vegas. Look at all the people that walk into a casino, put money on a craps table, a slot machine. Nobody cares how much they spend. But when it comes to investing, the government feels like they have to get in the middle of this and protect all of us from losing our shirts.
Ruth, hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation with Ruth Hedges, CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention, on our next edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
That really deserves tremendous credit is the United States Coast Guard. What they've done, I mean, they're going right into that, and you never know. You know, when you go in there, you don't know if you're going to come out. They are really, if you talk about branding, no brand has improved more than the United States Coast Guard. And FEMA and the entire group, FEMA's been incredible.
All right, so that's the president talking about FEMA and rescuing and whatnot.
And, of course, that's what it's going to be about with this battered state of affairs in Florida. I've been focusing on Tampa because Tampa's still got some of those hot spots that are going on right now, worried about the storm surge, which we won't know. High tide will bring in up to about 3 feet. Just had a chat with someone about that. So we're looking at 3 feet. Then you add on whatever that surge brings in, and some of that warm air has come in, and it melds back in and comes around. And if that happens, that's where you're talking about how disastrous that could be. Interesting news from Comcast out of Florida. Smart what they did. Free internet in Florida. Comcast makes Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots free to everyone during the hurricane, for goodness sake. So thank goodness people will be able to hopefully, if they can, reach people. The company is opening about 137,000 Wi-Fi hotspots throughout the state to anybody, and that's great that they're doing that, and some people know, so meaning anywhere, parks, businesses, shopping districts, wherever they can find one. And if you're a non-customer, you can do that. You can get in there. So think of how critical that could be for some. And there's an app, this walkie-talkie deal called Zello. Some people have talked about it. Because of what's now happened with the hurricane, I've familiarized myself with it. And it's interesting. It's this free live voice app. And it of course, now has become very popular, I think, because of so many of the stories. It's like a walkie-talkie kind of app, right? It helped responders and others locate people in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. So the thought was, if people in Florida have problems, they'll be able to do the same thing. In Houston, there were channels for the Cajun Navy that was volunteers who used it to find people who needed to be rescued from flooding, and for midwives who offered advice after Harvey. So, you know, the Zello app can't work when there's no cellular service or internet connection on your smartphone, but if you have it, it does. And so the good thing is, if that's all charged up and ready, it was incredibly, incredibly useful. There is some requirements of that, though, that you would have to meet, because Zello requires the internet using either Wi-Fi or cellular data, a network of at least 2G, so you'd have to have that. But it has been it was incredibly effective, and it, you know, so again, could be effective for some of the people that have been hit by Irma. One of the things that, in tracking the storm that's been talked about is this kind of this anxiety and this day of dread that now that the day hit on Sunday and then Monday is going to be kind of much of the same of the pulling the water from the shores and what happens when that water goes back. And that is what I keep saying is the unknown. I got a note here from Terry. I got a note from Sam. I got a note from Paul and also from Bill Pasco saying, you know, explain that whole deal of what can possibly happen. And I can't explain the whole deal because meaning they wanted to know the amount. I can't tell you the exact surge because I don't have a crystal ball on that one, guys. Sorry about it. But, you know, you looked at Miami just being smashed, the Miami skyline, 130-mile-an-hour winds, power lines snapping, transformers blowing up, you know, this 400-mile-wide storm smacking into the Florida Keys and just burying it. And now trying to wreak havoc on the people in a heavily, heavily populated, beautiful area of Tampa, St. Pete by Monday morning. And, you know, the governor, what can he say? He's said it all. He's talked about people getting out. He's talked about doing what you can. And now he's just saying, look, pray for everybody in Florida. You know, we have to respond afterwards, and that's the deal. So Irma smashes as a Category 4. By mid-afternoon, it goes to a 3, but still heavy rain, 120-mile-an-hour winds. A storm surge of more than 10 feet of water recorded in parts of the Keys. Imagine that in Tampa. 10 feet of water. They don't believe that's going to happen. They think it's lessened. So that, thank goodness, is the good news. But what is the good news in getting a storm surge? It's still going to have an effect. So, you know, in Miami, you had streets underwater in other cities, and you had roof damage and floating appliances and furniture and all of that. So I think the wrath of so much is going to be the aftermath, other than what we could visibly see. So where we saw flooding along Interstate 4, the bane of my existence, how many times I've been stuck on 4, I can just visualize it being buried in water, and that's awful. The crane, the second crane, construction crane that collapsed in Miami, frightening. Luckily, nobody was hurt there. You think about the amount of people that we're talking about that have been blasted by this storm. Trees that are swaying, trees that are smashed in half. 7,000 members of the Florida National Guard, boom, activated, of course. 10,000 guardsmen from other places deployed. And now the warning that as this goes up Florida's west coast could push into Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and further than that. And that is my latest check, even with some of the, I'll call them the weather geniuses, at the Weather Channel. So, you know, this is specifically what's being said. FEMA, still in the midst of dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey in Houston. Then you got Irma, boy, oh boy. And then you've got the problems of the power. Florida Power and Light saying it's going to take weeks before electricity, even if they scramble, is fully restored. I mean, one of the most devastating hurricanes to hit Florida, and it's still the waiting game of not knowing how much water can possibly smash into these areas. If you want to call in, you can certainly do that. A lot of you, I know, you don't call in because you've sent me emails from Florida, from Sarasota, from Naples, from the Tampa area, from Miami, from other places, Arcadia, et cetera, places where you can listen to America Tonight, and you don't have power. So you don't want to use your power up, for goodness sake, on your cell phone. That would be disastrous. In fact, today in talking to my sister-in-law, when the power went out, she said, "We're losing power. We're okay. We'll try to text when we can, but we cannot get on this phone and talk because we don't have power." And so don't do that. That's why I think I've gotten this avalanche. We usually do get a lot of emails, but I'm getting so many from Florida, and I think that's part of the reason why. We're talking about areas where people barely are hanging on to their roofs. We're talking about no power. We're talking about side-winding, crazy winds smashing into the sides of houses. As my good friend Ed told me, who is a native Floridian living outside of Miami, the house just sounded like it was going to crash in, the creaking, the dog howling, and then seeing people in the streets, you know, people, I mean, this is the crazy thing, too, people taking these selfies, and they're in the middle of water and not even realizing some of what's happening. Nutty, I'll tell you. All right, we're hanging around for all of you. We've got much more information to dish out. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.